I've just been shown something quite remarkable. A lady, and we've sat down here on this sofa at the Web Summit, and I'm holding something that has the names of how many? 37?
37,
women. Pauline Sargent, why on earth have you written on this thing that I'm going to attach to this audiobook? Why have you written the names of all the women who are speaking at the Web Summit? Why?
Well, one, I wanted a reminder of, you know, the different women that were coming here today, and I'm hoping to get to meet as many of them as possible. Some of them are quite inspiring, like Cindy Gallup on her Change the Ratio. But I just think what Paddy has done here for the Web Summit by bringing the focus to women in tech for this summit, like by announcing the first 10 speakers were all females, by having the female leaders lunch, and to just inspire more women to get involved in coding, in tech, in marketing. So, yeah, that's why
you've got a hashtag on this called Change the Ratio. What's that about?
I think it's something Cindy Gallup started, or it started in the States. But basically, we use it on Twitter for, you know, when you look up at a conference and you see 10 males and one woman, or, you know, sometimes no woman, you just want to say change the ratio and think about, you know, the speakers that are coming and can you get some more people in? So it's just kind of just to create awareness.
I mean, who are these people? These 37. Pick out a few of them to highlight.
Right, well, there's Maya Bratz from ABC News. There's Mira
Laffin. She's a journalist.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Miran Laffin from RT Digital. There's Mitchell Baker, who I'd really like to see, from Mozilla Firefox. Catherine Parsons, who do you want to meet?
Who is Catherine Parsons?
She's from Decoded, and she's kind of doing what I think your fellow Corkman is doing with Coder Dojo.
Bill Lau, you're talking about? James Welton. Are they working together? Is James Welton and Parsons? She's doing it.
She's doing similar in America.
All right. I wonder, does she know Bill Lau?
Yeah,
I wonder. Do you know Bill Lau?
No.
Do you know all the Coder Dojo people?
I don't know them, but I see them on Twitter.
Do you know Shirley Gallagher in Dan Meyer?
No.
Okay, look, enough about all the people I know. What about Drimna? Come on, tell me about Drimna.
Yeah, Drimna's good. It's about 12,000 people.
Drimna is not a woman, by the way. Drimna is a place.
Yeah,
come on.
It's in Dublin 12 in Ireland and has about 12,000 residents. It's mainly... it's there about 80 years, and it's great. But it gets a lot of bad.
You do something in relation to Drimna, don't you?
Yeah, I talk it up rather than down all the time. It gets a lot of bad press. We do have certain disadvantages and problems with drugs and criminal gangs and feuding. So, you know, usually when you hear about Drimna in the press or the media, it's, you know...
Is it like the Moy Ross-Limerick relationship, Drimna-Dublin?
It can give that impression at times, yeah, the Drimna-Crumlin gang feuds. And, you know, it annoys me that the press always say Drimna and Crumlin are feuding. Drimna and Crumlin people are not feuding. There is elements of people, you know, families apparently feuding, but it's not Drimna, all of Drimna.
So and you've got a Dublin accent, right?
Yeah.
So you were born and bred in Dublin?
Yeah.
Where are you from in Dublin?
Dublin 12, Green Hills, Walkinstown, I was born. So I was born in the Rotunda Hospital and,
I'm from Limerick and this is our first ever meeting.
Yeah.
I live in Cork now, but I was born in Limerick.
Right? All right.
So did you meet anybody interesting at the Web Summit so far?
I've met a good few different... I met the Happy Pair, who I think are just brilliant.
Who?
The Happy Pair.
Stephen, I never heard of them.
And I can't think of the other guy's name. They're out in Greystones and they have a little vegetable shop that they've turned into now an online store, and they help people have happy hearts. And they are so inspiring. You would love them. You should go meet them. They're over.
Well, I will.
At the
you can take me to meet them. I mean,
They're brilliant. They're brilliant.
So look, you had a plan to meet 37 women, right?
Yeah, I've met about six.
Have you any chance of meeting any of the others?
I don't know, but it's more. It's been really good. It's been a great conversation point.
I want to meet Victoria Ransom, right?
And Joanna Lord was brilliant in SEO Moz.
But how about this? Look, you've got a list here. These are the stars. What about that woman there, for example? Wouldn't she do?
I've met some of
this
them.
This lady here coming over here, so she could even...
I've met Lynn O'Donnell.
You know what I'd love to do? We could set up a little booth here and we could say, we'll only talk to women, right? You could put up a big notice saying, only women can sit in these seats and the two of us will talk to them, right? What are your views on 50-50?
Well, I think they're doing a great job. I haven't really delved into what they're doing because I just haven't had the time, but I think they're doing a brilliant job.
Would you like to know more about them?
I would, but I just haven't had the time. And especially in my community in Drimna, I think that is the big problem, is getting the women to... They do a lot, but if you ask them to sit on a committee, oh, no, no, I can't do that. I'll help you. So they push me, but they'll be in the background. And we need more of them to come up. So we need grassroots development, like what 50-50 are doing. We need to give them confidence, because there's one great woman in Drimna, Winnie Graham. She's brilliant. And she needs to be up, you know, sitting on these boards, but she just doesn't have the confidence.
And tell me, is your cause, I mean, if I had to say to you, what's your cause in life? What is the thing that drives you most of all? You're clearly a passionate cause type person, right? You've mentioned two or three different things in our conversation. Yeah. What's the driver for you?
Living life locally and doing it well and, you know, enjoying the people around you and making a better community for everybody to live in, because it matters to all of us, for society, in business and in, you know, our economy and, you know, just how we bring our children up. So, yeah, living life locally would be my cause.
And you're kind of a, I think you're trying to rebrand Drimna.
Yes.
So let me ask you a bit of advice then. I'm asking everybody at this web summit the same question, right, this one. If you were to give a bit of advice, two or three bits of advice to a business, let's say, or a cause, right, a not-for-profit, whatever, in how to develop their brand, what would your advice be? What would the Pauline Sargent advice on building your brand be?
Well, I just listened to Joanna Lord there from SEO Moz talking about, you know, how you build your brand. Be interested in it, be genuine and be transparent. I think that's the future, that's the way.
Be interesting, be genuine and be transparent, right? They're your three, are they?
Yeah, I think
lovely,
so.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I'm going to try and meet as many of these people and a few male. I'm not on
you shouldn't be talking. You shouldn't be talking to me at all, should
no.
you?
No. You should. No, you I should. Wanted you were on my list.
You should. Look. I where's my skirt? I'm honored to be. Hey, hang
on,
folks.
List.
She's taken out a moleskin notebook. Now,
look,
this is serious.
Ian Cleary, Paul O'Mahony.
You've got me. And Ian Cleary, we don't know where he is. But you've got someone from Mozilla.
Who else is on the page?
The other people I want to talk to or listen to. You mean I'm on the same page as Cindy Gallup?
Yeah, and Dash.
Can I photograph this page of your moleskin notebook, right? I insist on that because I haven't been in.
This guy is brilliant.
Actually, let me ask you. I have to ask you. Why did you want to talk to me?
I just love your tweets, and I just like your audio booths. I love listening to you driving in the car, talking about whatever comes into your head, and you just have a great way with words.
You're very good. You're very good. The thing is, you know how when you meet, we do this thing online, have this impression of each other.
Yeah.
Now you're infinitely more interesting to meet than you are on Twitter, right? And I'll tell you why. Your voice, your energy, I mean, all this bloody internet stuff with all this Twitter. I mean, I love it. I mean, okay, I don't want to. But actually, to meet you face to face, it's been lovely. It is lovely, and we've only just started, right?
And you know what? I probably should audio boo more because Twitter I love, but I don't feel good with words. Like, I do try to say something in 140, and I just get into a knot, and I just go, ugh. So, and that's why I think it's great looking
at
your
tweets.
Have you
got an audiobook account?
I do, but I've tried about seven. See, I had a big problem with confidence then as well. So I've kind of got over that now. So I will start.
Well, this audiobook might, your voice is getting out there via this one, right? Actually, the other thing about this is, you know that I find that a lot of people have exactly the same thing as you, their confidence, right?
Yeah.
But here we are, chatting,
I know,
right?
And that's it.
You have loads of confidence, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
So the way of getting into audiobook is don't try and do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Get a friend.
And get talking.
Get in a cafe.
Yeah.
Go in Drimna.
I'll get Winnie. Yeah. And
just
sit and talk with her.
Do conversations, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could even decide, well, I'll never do one by myself.
Yeah.
I'll always do one with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're chats. They're the Drimna chat.
Do you know who I'm interested in meeting that I hear you talk to? Jane Boyd, and hearing more about that SobCon
Jane Boyd is wonderful.
And do you know who I love?
Is there any chance you could come to Chicago next May, right?
I'd love to meet
Jane Boyd and go to SobCon. Is there any chance, right?
I don't know.
You wouldn't dismiss it.
Well, what is it?
I'll tell you. Look,
right,
it's too long.
The
audio was going to
Top Gold. Have you met him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bernie Goldbach. Yeah, yeah,
I love
his
blog. Yeah. It's brilliant.
But why do you like Jane Boyd?
I don't know. I'm just curious. I need to delve into it a bit more, but I just like what she says and her tweets. And things, so I just find her interesting.
You know, she got 45 people and had conversations with them on a thing called 45 Conversations.
Brilliant.
And in 45 Conversations, they're up on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
She has actually had, like we're chatting yeah. now, right? But she's terribly good at it,
yeah.
right? Conversation with Jane Boyd, and she spoke with people via Google Plus.
Yeah.
And it put it live on air, so it was there, people could listen to it, and it's up there on the internet. If you go into YouTube,
I'll have a look.
Put
yeah,
in
yeah.
hashtag 45 conversations. Look, I can get, you have Audible, right?
Yeah.
Jane Boyd is on Audible,
yeah.
right?
Now this. I only followed her the other day.
Right.
For
but
the
look,
first time.
Let me tell you, you, because you're on Audible and she's on Audible,
yeah.
you can actually exchange direct messages with each other on Audible. You could actually send Jane Boyd a message saying, "Hello, Jane. I've been talking to Paul about you.
Yeah.
Right? He says you're okay." Right? She is absolutely the most wonderful woman you could think. I really mean that. I've never met her face to face.
Yeah.
But on Skype and on Google Plus
yes.
and on Audioboo, she's just so generous. You asked me about Subcon. I'll tell you what Subcon is. Subcon is actually a community. It appears in the form of two annual conferences, one in Chicago and one in Portland. They've just finished
right.
one there. Now, it started off being about 45 people sitting in a hotel
yeah.
in Chicago a few years ago saying to us, look, let's help each other with our businesses. It was a self-help group of people led by Liz Strauss and Terry Starbucker on Twitter, right? And they had this gathering. And I don't know the details of how, but they kept going. Like, they kept in touch with each other. They now have regular tweet-ups on Twitter
yeah,
during
yeah.
the year. They do a variety of things. But the key thing about Subcon, I think, is not that it's a conference, but that it is a community.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's organic. And Jane Boyd introduced me to them. And the thing about it is that they were so generous. You know how some people are a very big community, but when you go to the edge of it, they don't suck you in.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
leave you on the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I think of people like Nick Kellett, Diane Brogan, Chris Brogan's mother,
Steve, I'm a fan of Chris
Steve
Brogan too.
Steve Brogan, are you?
Yeah.
You're a fan of Chris Brogan?
I love him, yeah. I think he's brilliant.
Why? Why do you like Chris
Brogan?
I just
like the way he talks and his blogs, and I feel he gives you such good information that you can take and try and apply for yourself. So, yeah, I think he's inspiring, and he's not perfect.
Exactly, he's not perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make him more inspiring?
Yeah, because he's trying to do what, you know, a lot of people are trying to do, and he's making mistakes as he goes, and he's sharing them with the world. And yeah, I think he's good. Takes a lot of flack sometimes, which, you know.
He was there.
He's probably too hard on himself, actually.
You think Chris Bung's a bit hard on himself?
Yeah.
He'll hear this, by the way. I will email him this conversation, right? Right? Because he's a friend of mine, right?
Yeah.
He really is. Oh, I have to say, he is. We have contact with each other, and he sends out an email every Sunday.
Yeah,
do you get it?
Yeah,
do you get it?
Yeah.
Have you ever sent him an email back?
I have. I sent him once or twice. I've sent him back something to say, yeah, that was good or whatever.
Did he ever reply to you?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
I knew he would. I knew he would. I knew you were going to say that. You know, I thought, there's no way. So look. How long? Of course, I was going to say how long are you in Dublin.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm not far.
How long are you going to be? Have you been anywhere else? We got a few more seconds here.
Yeah,
Where have you been in your life?
I lived in Melbourne for a year. I worked on Caribbean cruise lines for a year in the Caribbean.
What did you do?
I was a purser in the reception, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Climbed Kilimanjaro for my honeymoon.
For your honeymoon? Did you have any energy left? Wow. You climbed. Hey, what was that like?
Brilliant.
Was
yeah,
it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it for charity or
no,
did you
no,
just...
No, just me and my husband. Just
Are you
it.
Still married?
Yeah. 16 years now.
Really? And you climbed Kilimanjaro for your honeymoon? I mean, what an interesting person you are. Keep going. I'm glad we didn't finish
that was
this.
It. Lived in London for 3 years. I went over when I was 19 from in Hounslow near Twickenham. I was in Twickenham for a year and then Hounslow for 2 years.
Which years?
89 to 92.
I was there all those years.
Yeah.
We never met. Bloody hell.
I liked London, but it was different then to it is now, you know? Like, it was, you know, harder, I think. and it's a nicer place. And actually, I found this time I was back there about a year ago, just more, the people were more interesting and more wanting to say hello and talk.
Right.
Now, maybe it was just that I was young and wasn't open to it, or I don't know.
Hey, look, I have to give you a plug. I mean, you are the woman who's actually done this extraordinary thing. Look, how would somebody find you? And do you have any business or any interest in making money?
Yeah, well, yes, Social Savvy is my new business.
Okay, this is your new business?
Yeah.
So which side of this thing will we put up? I think we have to put up. Now, you are social media,
search marketing, yeah.
Right?
I help people use social media better or improve, build, maintain and measure what they're doing online. That's the aim.
Social Zavvy, Z-A-V-V-Y.
Yeah, it's only new.
Are you a sole trader?
I'm a company.
You're a company?
Yeah,
right.
About 8 months now.
And you got funding, is it true?
No
that,
funding,
that you got
no,
loads
I'm doing
of
it
Do you want funding?
I wouldn't mind. Business development help and web development help.
Hang on, say that again slowly. The kind of help you most want are what?
Business development and web development. I wouldn't mind partnering someone with whose technical ability to do all the things that I want to do. Because I have an idea, but I'm not really au fait with it all. So.
And if somebody hears this and they want to get in touch with you, the best way of getting in touch with you is?
They can get through on Twitter, I suppose, at Pauline Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T.
Okay, that's Twitter, that's great. Okay. Look, Pauline, I'm so lucky to be meeting you. We've had loads of contact on Twitter, right?
Yes, and thank you very much, Paul, for the talk. I enjoyed it.
No. When you get to this level, you move up to meeting, and we sit here on a sofa drinking, and you take out a Moleskine notebook and you tell me. I mean, you're just incredible. I just love it. I've had an amazing morning. One last thing.
Yeah.
My morning began with me running into Robert Scoble, talking to him, right? Then I read Pat Kenny, talked to him, and now I meet Pauline Sargent. I mean, what a thing. I have to get a woman next because I've had two men and one woman.
Yeah,
right?
You do. You need to get another woman. Victoria.
I am. Yeah, well, we must look for... Yeah.
Or...
I am totally committed to 50-50, right, by the way. And there's on Twitter, there's a 50-50 group.
I follow them on Twitter.
Connect with them, you know?
I will.
So I'm going to say that, look, here we are. My company started yesterday. Change agents, right?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I'll tell you. You and me, we're both change agents, you see.
I know.
You're changing the reputation of a place, right?
Yeah, I want to change Drimnagh for the better.
And I'm doing business branding from the inside out, right?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, we get the story straight, you know. And anyway,
and
so here it is.
You're doing that with Roger Overall, are you?
I'm not doing it. Well, yes and no. Roger Overall is our photographer. He's
all
our
right.
documentary photographer. But he's documenting the first year in the life of our new company. My business partner, that's Roger. He's doing that. He's a wonderful, wonderful photographer. Do you know him?
No, I only, just from Instagram, I've seen some shots, you know, of the two.
He's
of
bloody
his.
Good, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. I think.
And who's your partner?
Jonathan Am.
I didn't hear him.
Yeah. He's a South African.
All right.
He's really very good on branding. Yeah. He really is a terrific guy also. And we've worked very hard, and we need help.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you could help us even, I'd say, you know? And we all need to help each other.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm giving Pauline Sargent the last word.
And well, here's to us talking next year, maybe at Dublin Web Summit, with change agents and Social Savvy having a good first year of business under their belts.
Pauline Sargent, we have a deal. Thanks a million. You're
Thank
great.
You.